I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to Hey Spirit. Today we welcome to this episode Gina from Wichita, Kansas. What an experience. Expect the unexpected with Gina's reading. I think the thing that I loved the most about her experience was the way her loved ones gave her the gift of healing, how they really validated to really live in the moment and then gave us the examples or situations on how really to do that. Because I think we all kind of struggle with that, right? You know, what does that really mean to live in the moment? And one of the things that I loved also was how they emphasized so much on to look at things that even in our most deepest, darkest moments, that things happen for us, not to us. And we might not be able to see it in that moment or even understand it or even comprehend why or how, right? But hopefully that day does come for us where we realize that that did happen for a reason. And it was a good thing that it did happen the way that it did. I can't wait for you all to hear that validation. You got to wait for the end to hear it. So I hope you all enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. Gina, is that your name?
Yes. Hi.
Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
I am from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, I love Wichita. I was just recently there.
I know. I was at your show.
Wichita, that's where Duda's, isn't it? The famous diner.
I know you went to some diner here, and I can't think of when it was, but I remember you talking about it in the show.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was so good. Yes, I love Wichita.
Yes, I'm part of your fan club, and I got a picture, or I got several pictures with you. I was so excited.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so proud of my fan club. I don't think a lot of people even know about my fan club or realize how that my fan club is truly a fan club. It's truly about the fans, your protection, and giving you just that little extra connection with me. But I'm so proud of my fan club. And Sylvia and Victoria, who run the fan club, they do an amazing job. So thank you for being parts of the family, because that's what I call it.
I love it. And I love you. I love what you do for people. You help people heal. And that's so important. And I think that what you give people is a gift that is like no other. I feel blessed to be with you in your presence right now.
Aw, thank you. Let me ask you, Gina, being that you mentioned you were at one of my live shows, because there might be people listening that they didn't know I did live shows or they never even attended one of my live shows. Because my wish for everyone is that when they attend something like that, that they leave with the peace and knowing that their loved ones are with them. And even though you might not get a personal reading, you still take something away from the show. So is that what you felt that night?
I did walk away with some peace in my heart.
Awesome.
From something you said. And honestly, I started tearing up as you were talking to somebody else. And it was just, that's the most amazing experience, that you can feel something when you're speaking to somebody else, but it's talking to you as well. Mm-hmm. It's reaching your heart.
It resonates with you. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly my wish. So I'm happy to hear that, because that is my wish for everyone when they attend my live show.
Yeah.
Because it is impossible for me to give someone a personal reading. But I thank you for sharing that with me and also everyone that's listening. So if I happen to be in a city near them, that maybe they might come to a live show and witness and feel it for themselves. Because it is, I always say that there's nothing like the live experience, because you're witnessing and feeling so many different things that are unexplainable, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you didn't get read and received a personal reading, because you wouldn't have been able to be on Hey Spirit. So that's one positive thing, right, Gina?
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited.
This is amazing. So I am going to share with you, there is a mother energy that is starting to step forward. So is your mom departed, Gina?
Yes.
Your mom is this little bitty thing of ball of fire. Like, when she came forward, this is what I love when spirit communicates with their personality, because it really validates that. It's that, like, I felt tiny energy, but a spitfire. I'm going to be the first one to come through, because I don't know what's going to happen and I'm not taking any chances.
That's her.
Your mom just looked at me and she said, there's so many things on how my daughter, negative emotions that she's been carrying through so many losses of loved ones. She says, and the reason why I felt the need to come forward first was because I needed her to know how proud I am of her. No matter what life has thrown at her, or even what God has placed in our path, that saying, God only gives us what we can handle. Your mother made me feel like God handed you a dumpster and it's full. And she says, but my daughter has always handled things with such grace. She says, and I never want my daughter to think for one minute that I ever could have been disappointed or upset with her. She says, I want my daughter to know that she did everything that she could for me. And then I feel like she looked at me and then gave me like a little side eye and was like, or what I allowed her to help me with. Does that make sense, Gina?
That does.
So when spirit, when they do two things, your mom showed me she passed from an illness. So when a soul shows me that, and then she pushes me away, and then she says, but I take responsibility, Teresa. That's my symbol for where your mom must have made choices or decisions on her own, and or she didn't tell you everything. Or kept certain things from you. Is that correct?
Yes, she did.
So know that your mom wants to take responsibility for that. This cannot be a burden that you carry or that you feel. And what I love is how the first thing your mom said was, I do not want her to feel that she could have or should have been able to do more for me. Mom goes like this to me. She goes, you're very good at what you do, Teresa. She goes, and being said, she said, can you just tell my daughter to embrace the signs that I leave and stop questioning and saying, Mom, is that really you? Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
That is hilarious.
I do that all the time. Is that you, Mom?
You're not saying that now, right? You're not saying
no.
Is that you, Mom, right?
No.
So we're going to move forward and saying, Mom, thank you for the signs. Thank you for the symbols. Thank you for letting me know that you were with me at these exact moments.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I was hoping she would come through.
I love how candid she was about that. Like, she's so, like, nonchalant. Oh, while you're at it, could you tell her this?
That is her. That is so her. She was on hospice at the end, and it went so quickly. We were having to give her morphine, and I kept thinking, God, that went so quick. Did I kill her by giving her that?
So what a gift your mom just gave you by saying, and the moment that you knew that it was going so quickly, you said, Mom, if it's your time, it's okay to go.
Yeah, I did.
So know that your man heard that there was nothing left unsaid, but more importantly, that nothing that you should have done differently. Would you or someone else, I never had this before, your mom laid me in a bed and I can just feel, let's just say if mom was sleeping, she made me feel as if I was resting and I would just feel someone squeeze my hand or walk around towards the end of the bed and just grab a hold of my foot and squeeze my foot. Did somebody do that or did you do that?
Yes.
Did something happen, Gina, that you, after mom passed, it was almost like you walked in the living room and you almost had the flash or you could have sworn you saw your mother sitting in your living room after she
passed.
Yes. Know that that was her soul. Know that that wasn't your imagination. Know that it wasn't wishful thinking. More importantly, Gina, you are not crazy. Know for that 1 minute, her soul showed herself to you.
I thought I was crazy because I had been up all night.
Your mom goes, and I looked so good, Teresa. She says I wasn't sick or anything, how my daughter saw me. Who was the father figure for you on the other side as well?
Dad.
Because your mom looked at me and she goes, he's been gone a long time, Teresa. Is that correct, Gina?
Yes.
So know that your mom says that dad was there for me when I left the physical world. Know that what you felt or sensed or smelt prior to your mom's soul leaving the physical body, know that was your dad's soul coming for mom and knowing that they are together on the other side. So then your dad just looked at your mom and goes, so what do we do now? Do we just sit here?
That would be my dad.
And then your mom hushed your dad and said, shh, Teresa can hear you. She just heard what you said. And he went, ah.
Absolutely.
So validating for you that the souls are together, their personalities. I love when they show their personality the way that they were before they got sick or before they left the physical world, because it truly validates that from the moment the soul leaves the physical body, the soul is completely healed. Your dad, he came up and held my hand, but when he held my hand, his hand was very strong and it was very like almost rough. I looked at your dad, he goes, can you feel my strength? He goes, just tell my daughter how strong I am. So I don't really have a symbol for that. So how does that message resonate with you? Or how are you able to connect with that? Was that something that your dad always had, like big, strong hands? Was he weak in the end?
He had a massive stroke and he hung on for 3 days.
And was his hand not strong or was he not able to or didn't have the strength?
He wasn't able to do anything. We found him on the bathroom floor.
So here is your dad saying, feel how strong. Your dad says, I can't have you after all these years visualizing me laying on the floor, suffering or being weak. Or not having use of my hands. By that one little motion that your dad made me feel was validating that he did not suffer to his death. That he went instantly, or more importantly, his soul had left or didn't suffer. That even though his physical body might have been alive, correct? He was not suffering. And there's a difference. Because your dad first told me that he died tragically. And then he hit me in the back of the head. That's my symbol for where someone dies instantly and there was a tragedy to the departure. But yet he made me feel like that there was an illness attached to his passing. So that must be it. He had the stroke, fell, hit his head, whatever it is, but died instantly. And more importantly, not wanting you to hold on to how he was, especially those last 3 days.
Yeah, it was really hard.
Did your dad have a watch that kind of, I don't know if there was something about the band. I don't know if it was like an elastic band, like it slipped, just slipped on, or if there was something about the way that it latched. I don't know what that is. He kept making me feel like he just kept slipping on something, but I felt like it was a watch. And I keep seeing this metal, almost like silver and gold band. Do you have a watch like that?
My grandfather's watch.
Is it something like what your dad just had me describe?
Yes, it's gold.
Okay. So I'll accept that because I can see them bringing forward other souls because I asked your dad to validate that I interpreted correctly.
Yes.
And we can all sit back and say, oh, of course, she lost a grandparent. So I'm glad he showed me the watch. But who lost the sister or someone that was like a sister?
I lost my best friend.
Was she like a sister to you?
Yes. It was too soon for her to go.
So know that they bring her forward as well to validate that the souls are all together on the other side, even if they weren't connected here in the physical world, because they're connected to you, especially for something like this, they're connected in the soul circle.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
She says, do you question and say, I can't believe she died or I can't believe this happened? How did this even happen?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Did she keep things private?
Yes, she did.
Because usually when I get to a soul, the first thing they do is they bring me through their departure and they make me feel how they passed and what had happened. And she just made me feel like, oh, you don't need to worry about that. I'm very private. Just all she needs to know is that I'm okay and that I love and appreciate her friendship, her kindness, the way that she always cared about me, and our soul connection.
Yes, she was just like that. She wouldn't let anybody know she was. You could, besides her appearance, you wouldn't be able to tell she was sick because she would not allow anybody to see that part. She was the strongest person I think I've ever known.
And here she is doing the same exact. I looked at her and I questioned it. And I'm going to interpret it this way, Gina, that she is proud of that, how she handled everything. She says, and this is how I feel. I almost feel like it's the same thing like your mom was saying. It was almost like I didn't want people to worry about me. I didn't want people to have to be sad. Or if we went, she's showing me this, if we all went out to lunch, I wanted it to be a happy moment. I didn't want it to be like a pity lunch or, oh, to feel so sad for me or what it must be like for you. Are you okay? Are you cold? Can you eat this? She says, I just wanted it to be that we were just friends, going out to lunch. That's what we did. She says, and I wanted things as normal as they were, even though everything within inside my physical body was screaming, nothing is normal about this. She says, I wanted it to be normal in that moment.
That was her.
And I found that same thing with your mom. Like that same, I'll use the term like dignity and strength of, look, don't worry about me. And I'm going to say, I think this is the main message for you today is, yeah, we can live happily ever after, live happily ever now. We have to stop waiting for, I'm going to do that when I lose weight or when I'm feeling better or when I get a better job or when I make more money. Now, listen, Spirit's not saying go out and just spend all your money. We're going to say this within reason. Fair enough.
Yes, yes, it is.
So let's live in the now. Truly be in the present of being able to take the things that we don't have control, the things that we might not even understand, and let's forget about it.
I love that. I needed that.
I don't know. Did you ever do some type of, people do a pinky promise, or like back in the day, we used to like be like blood sisters. Back in the 70s, we were crazy. We wouldn't dare do any of those things today. But I feel like, I don't know if like you did a pact like that with your mom or like with your friend of some type of pact we're never going to forget, or I'm always going to remember this. But I felt like there was some type of gesture that was done in that moment.
Before my friend passed away, a few months before she passed away, she goes, let's go get a Starbucks. So I took her and we went to Starbucks and she goes, you know what? We need a matching ring. And so we went and bought matching rings. And I, of course, still have it and wear it. And, but yeah, we did that. And it meant so much to me just because I loved her so much and I knew she wasn't going to be here that much longer.
So we made that pact. And every time you drive by a Starbucks, you think of that day. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And she goes, I'm going to wear my heart like this and you wear your heart. So we were going to wear it opposite of each other.
But what a beautiful memory. So know that every time you think of that, you relive that moment. Know that her soul is with you at these exact moments. Was there someone that you, I don't know if you were upset with the way that they handled someone's passing or if it was, or you were disappointed.
We're trying to make my mother's passing peaceful for her. And my son and my sister got into it. Literally, my mom's last few breaths. And so my sister ended up getting mad and leaving. And my son went in the other room because he was mad. And I just was so mad at both of them for not allowing this to be a peaceful moment.
Your mom says, I need you to look at this differently. I need you to realize that everyone was on edge, hanging by a thread, knowing that these were my last moments. She says, and remind yourself that it was peaceful for everyone. That it happened exactly the way that it was supposed to, where they didn't have to watch me. Because she made me feel like, I don't know if your son would have been able to handle that.
No. He that makes sense. He wouldn't have been able to. He's not good with feelings.
Sure. And to watch someone. So that's the saying that I always love. Things happen for me, not to me. So that disagreement happened for a reason. And this is what I want people to also realize is that it might not seem like it. It might seem like the worst thing in the world, But things really do happen for a reason. In the moment, we can't see that, but in hindsight, we can. And it might make a little bit more sense when we don't have all of those other emotions getting in the way. Because that's what happens.
Yeah, I remember my sister saying that she didn't think she could handle watching her take her last breath.
And your dad just said, and Teresa, Gina was making them stay.
I was trying.
So this is your dad. So whose fault is it? It's yours, Gina.
I was trying to make it peaceful.
But do you see, this is such an amazing moment in your experience, in your mom saying it wasn't for everyone. And I love your dad's candidness of saying what was good for you was not good for everyone else. And things happened exactly the way that they were supposed to. And I love that your dad brought a little bit of levity to that message, because that was hard to hear.
It was. I was trying to make it peaceful for mom, and I was like, everybody needs to be here.
That moment happened for us, not to us. It happened for you. It happened for mom. It happened for your sister and for your son, because they couldn't be there.
That makes sense.
Amazing. What an amazing experience. What a gift. And I don't think for one minute, Gina, you and your dad just looked at me and he goes, you got that right, Teresa. My daughter didn't even think I was going to come through today. He goes, forget about it. He goes, so everything else was just a bonus.
Yeah.
Was just a bonus. And I feel like your dad is so proud of himself that he was able to do something all on his own for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That's
because
so
there
great.
Were so many things that he couldn't have do for you. And to truly give you the gift of peace and being able to maybe in some way say sorry for the way things had went down. Or had happened in his life, that he takes responsibility for that. And still, after everything, that you are this loving, giving person. And then your mom stood in front of your dad and she goes, yeah, she gets that from me, Teresa.
That is her, 100%.
It truly was an honor for me to be able to share my gift with you today. But more importantly, that you trusted me with the souls of your loved ones. And I love how your dad was just so candid. And more importantly, he was like, yep, she wasn't even thinking I was going to come through.
I didn't. I really didn't. I'm like, Dad, are you going to come through today?
See? They hear us. They hear us. And what a beautiful validation.
My name is Gina Bratt, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas. My experience with Teresa was amazing. One thing that she said during my reading, my dad, I did not think my dad would come through, and she absolutely said that. So that was amazing. And the fact that she brought up that my dad, she mentioned like a gold bracelet, and I looked at the picture that dropped out of a book the night before the reading, And the picture, my dad had a gold bracelet on. That was amazing. I felt like she was spot on with everything that she said. The fact that she even mentioned my best friend. We picked out matching rings a few months before she passed. Teresa absolutely brought me a lot of peace. When Teresa had mentioned that I had a lot on me, that is something that she would not have known. And that's something that my mother always said to me. You have so much on you, on your shoulders. And to live in the now instead of living in the future or the past made so much sense to me. Seeing her live and being able to experience some things that she said during somebody else's reading that she was doing also connected with me. Then to have this experience with her has just been amazing. She mentioned if I felt my mom's presence or I thought I saw my mom sitting in a chair, nobody would know that. I did not even mention that to my husband. I had looked over in the chair and I thought, sure, that my mom was sitting there. And I thought, okay, am I seeing things? And for her to say that validated for me, my mom was there. I did find closure and peace, especially with my mom. I had felt kind of guilty. I almost felt like she had went too quickly. The thing about Teresa saying that my mom did not tell me everything, and that was my mom. When I saw her here in Wichita, she was talking to somebody and she said, is there anybody who has lost a child? There was a woman that had come forward, and I did as well, and so did my daughter. She was talking about the soul does move on, even though, you know, it may not, like the child wasn't born yet. I had questioned that. Did my daughter's baby, my grandchild, go to heaven? The way she described it to this audience member absolutely touched me. It absolutely made me feel at peace with the passing of my baby and my daughter's. I just want to thank Teresa so much and all of you for being a part of this and being a part of my healing, because this really did touch me in a way that I cannot explain. So I just want to say thank you.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.